is Adam and Voice. You're watching Dog Talk here on Spectrum Channel 180. Check us out on Roku, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. This episode has been brought to you by Tony, Sarah, Nissan, and Coleman. My guest today is Jason Nunley from Tech Village Coleman. I'm Don. Thanks for joining us today on this wonderfully sunny and breezy Friday. Welcome, Jason. How are you doing today in your quarantined state?
I'm enjoying my fifth week of quarantine. It's fantastic.
I noticed the hair is getting a little long. The hair is getting long on me, too. So,
well, you know, the trick is just wear a t-shirt, you know, and cover up the lack of man grooming and let it all go.
That's right. I think everybody's kind of in that situation right about now where we're all just kind of to the point where we can't take it anymore. But anyway, let's talk a little bit. You got some stuff going on at Tech Village Coleman. Let's talk a little bit about that. I just saw a video that you did online the other night, and it was a really great video about small business loans, and you talked to a lot of people from all over town at almost all the banks. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the SBA loans, yes, by the way, let's lead with this. They are out of money.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's about $340 billion. Yeah. That's presently, I hope Congress can get it together. Right now they're arguing over earmarks versus just funding that particular program. Yeah. One party doesn't want to fund the program without a lot of earmarks, and the other party doesn't want to budge on the earmarks. I hope they figure that out because it was a fantastic plan. But one of the banks that I talked to, go watch the video, filled more than $80 million in loans for Coleman-based businesses. Saved, I think that they estimate like 8,500 or 9,000 jobs. So, you know, the banks in Coleman really, really got it together. You don't think of Coleman as being a particularly sophisticated area, but the reality is they did a fantastic job. We're doing a lot of stuff right now. I have a program where we're doing studies on venture capital. We're actually studying venture deals, the book, as a study group. We're doing several other programs where you do self-study and then work with the group to have discussions about how to apply that to your specific business. So anyone that's, it's Tech Village Coleman, so you sort of think, well, it's, you know, it's mostly for people developing applications or doing something. Listen, we got a manufacturer in there. We got a guy who does a technology media company, but anything in the modern world is going to involve technology of some kind. It could be ag tech, it could be biomedical, it could be all kinds of things. So whatever your idea is, come join us at Tech Village Coleman, techvillagecoleman.com, and join in on those conversations and start to get a little bit of support and some training to make you a better entrepreneur.
Well, and also y'all do a lot of business support as well there. You know, even if you, like you said, already have a business, come join you. I'm sure there's something that you can get out of any of the meetings that y'all have, correct?
Oh, absolutely. We're a great place to network. Not just the young entrepreneurs that come in. And by the way, young could be 45, right?
That's
young
right.
In entrepreneurial
right.
world means that you've moved into entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
We don't mean young in terms of age. We mean young in terms of new to the entrepreneur game or new to your particular type of entrepreneurship. So if you've been traditionally a home builder and you're now moving into product manufacturing or moving into invention, then you're a young entrepreneur. You're doing something new to you. But yeah, we're a great place to network. We have lots of local business leaders connect with us. If nothing else, it's a great place for camaraderie, sharing information, networking. We are connected tangentially to venture capital. So, you know, traditional existing businesses occasionally need money. We talk about how to access capital. We've had meetings with people coming in and talking about how to access SBA funds during this COVID-19 capital crisis. We're running out of money because you're not allowed to go out and buy things like you used to.
Yeah.
SBA really stepped up, and specifically the SBA lenders here in Coleman really stepped up. So knowing those guys ahead of time and developing relationships understanding things like how to develop good banking relationships, how your network really plugs into your business plan, that all pays off when you need it.
And I'll tell you another thing, it doesn't hurt to know all those people, because you never know when they might need some help, you'd be able to help them, and vice versa, they might be able to help you in a situation that you're dealing with in your business. But also, I wanted to ask you, I know during these trying times, starting a business probably isn't the smartest thing to do, but there are some businesses that, you know, and some industries that thrive during these times. You know, what are some of those kind of businesses that kind of thrive? Do you know?
Well, I can tell you this. I don't know anyone in the digital media services business that are presently out of work. Mm-hmm. Now, people are spending less money on advertising. So if your business model required that you pass through lots of money to, say, you know, Google advertising, Facebook advertising, believe it or not, Facebook ads are cheap right now. So the revenues are down for ad dollars. But companies that are moving into digital space more than ever. So I've seen a lot of people pick up a niche in the digital market, helping. Look, there's a lot of smart older guys out there, ladies, running businesses, and they're just not of a generation where they're as comfortable and confident with technology as some younger people. So, you know, especially if you're a younger person and you feel like you're adept at tech, there's opportunity for you to go do service business. There's opportunity to launch products that thrive in this time. You know, HomeTex is a local existing business that's been around. It's a second generation company. And HomeTex just got into the mask manufacturing business recently. You can go buy masks at HomeTex.com, H-O-M-T-E-X.com. Mm-hmm. I always put the E in there. It's just H-O-M-T-E-X. You know, the Wootons over at HomeTex have put a pretty cool mask together that's got a small spun bond fiber in it so that it actually blocks material like the better medical devices. Mm-hmm. And it's got a cloth washable outside. They came up with that product and they launched it right in the middle of the COVID-19 crisis because they saw a need and they took advantage of it. Yeah. So, or serve that need. I say take advantage. There's a capital value in that, but there's also a public service issue. Mm-hmm. You know, try to find things that you can do that help your community, that actually offer value. I'm sure local breweries could sell alcohol right now. It's hard to find things like hand sanitizer. Yeah. There's just all sorts of opportunities, not the right word. There's all sorts of service to be done. Yes. And if you can find where you can provide service and value to people in this time, it's a great time. And by the way, I haven't seen any landscapers miss a meal either. Apparently, everybody's gone home and started working on their yards. This is gonna be the most beautiful season ever for yard work.
It really has. I tell you, like I said today, it's been super sunny. A little windy today. Yesterday was a beautiful day. You know, got out there with the pressure washer and I did a whole bunch of work at the house. And I tell you, it's a really great time to be doing this kind of stuff. But real quick, Jason, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with you. This episode has been brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan and Coleman. We'll be right back after these messages.
People say watching paint dry is boring. Welcome but some of you know paint can bring more. Because you,
my guest Jason Nunley from Tech Village Coleman.
Particular helps you
Jason,
find the perfect
let's talk
color
a little bit about,
and nail the details.
Grand reopening of everything.
So be proudly
of,
particular
America,
with paint like no
the
other.
President said the other day
Benjamin
that he
Moore,
was
the standard for paint
about,
professionals.
He was put a plan,
find Benjamin Moore Premium Paint,
action,
available now from your local paint experts
be,
at O.F. Richter
kind of
and Sons.
Selective opening at first and then
in Coleman,
roll out more and more openings as time goes on
more
and conditions improve.
And date nights.
What is your take
first
on
checkups.
That?
What,
I mean,
and
we've already seen
on
the Gulf Shores
we're looking forward
they're
to first
go
looks
ahead and reopen May 1st,
and second chances. And
we're which,
looking forward
you know,
to making these moments
because,
possible with the benefits
the
of better technology
sun and, fun to,
and the insights
you know,
of leading experts. We're looking forward
yeah, I'll tell you my take on it. Yeah, my completely apolitical and analysis of it. The reality is, this virus is actually lethal. It's not, you know, we need to not politicize it. It's lethal. And there are people among us that are at risk. There's some common sense here, right? People that are over 70, the statistics on survival are terrible. It's plurality of people over 70 end up needing hospitalization or ICU treatment. It's overwhelming to our healthcare workers. So as we open up, if you look at the president's mandate, it's actually a pretty rational approach to reopening the economy. He talks primarily in that mandate. You can go to whitehouse.gov. You guys should throw a link up to this, but the techvillagecoleman.com, and we'll throw a link up on the Facebook page as well. Because everybody just read it. You know, I know people hate reading. They don't like all that. You know, the
words, what are those things?
legalese and all that kind of, it's not a legalese document. It's a very straightforward PowerPoint type presentation. Even a CEO could understand this document. It talks about things like continuing to use masks, continuing to use social distancing measures. So look, go to the beach. I don't think there's any risk at all of getting on a Sea-Doo and riding around in the lake or riding around in the ocean. However, there's a lot of risk going to a bar and getting shoulder to shoulder with other people you don't know. If you're living with your family and you're, you know, sitting at the dinner table and you're sharing cutlery, you're probably already as about at high risk as you're gonna be. Hang around them at the beach, but don't go hang around people that you don't know. Don't go hang around people you saw last week or 2 months ago that are presently at high risk for infecting you, right? Use some common sense. But the strategy is pretty mainstream. I think it follows Dr. Fauci's advice about maintaining social distancing, maintaining safety. But all of us want the economy to open back up. I mean, I don't know anyone who wants to sit at home for the next 6 or 12 months.
No.
And people have floated 18 months as the number for doing rolling stay-at-home orders. We don't want that. So if you're a true bona fide capitalist like me, do your part, maintain social distancing, don't get sick, stay healthy. Yeah. I don't know, maybe exercise a little bit, lose some weight, become a lower risk factor.
Yeah, tell me. You know, all I've done, it seems like, is sit around and eat and then go outside and do a few things. And I tell you right now, I was on a pretty good diet there for a little bit, and I think I've just kind of, you know, on my diet part. I will say this. I think that, you know, this really isn't a situation where, you know, they'll start lifting the mandates and all that soon. But I don't think it's going to be a situation where we'll just, it's like flipping a light switch. It's going to have to be something that's going to have to kind of gradually happen. Because let's face it, it's not just going to go, the virus isn't going to go away the minute that they say, well, everything's open.
Yeah, I think, again, you know, we can use some common sense. We probably have not hit any degree of herd immunity at this point, especially in Alabama, where we haven't had that many cases. Even if 10% of the population have been infected, and we're just really healthy and super fortunate, and the numbers we see in ICUs represents that very, very few of us are having serious complications. The fact is, we haven't hit herd immunity. So there's still a risk of you catching the virus. There's still a risk of you transmitting the virus. If we get together and use some common sense, you know, I've been in the stores and I've seen people, well, I've been in one store since this all started. Yeah. And I've seen places, specifically if you go to the liquor store, they have a great policy at the liquor store that they, and we had to go get some hand sanitizer at the liquor store. And at the liquor store, you know, I wore a mask and everybody seemed to respect distance, and they had a good policy inside the store. They were wearing gloves. They got your, whatever you ordered, they would go get it for you. So you're not walking around coughing on bottles that could then be swapped to somebody else. You know, that's an example. I have to say that ABC has done a really good job of mitigating this virus spread through policy. I'd like to see business owners, when you open your company back up, when you go back to work, you know, use some common sense, read some guidelines, and help us to seriously lock this down. Because the best thing we can do for our economy right now is don't get sick.
Yeah. I mean, if you're causing more to spread, you're only shooting yourself in the foot there. If your customers are getting sick because they're coming in your door, then they're going to stop coming in your door, and that's not going to help you any. What is it? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
In this case, because if you have an exponential growth of virus spread, you could say, 6 feet of distance between people at the bar is worth about 1,000 lives.
There you go. Well, thank you, Jason, for coming on today and talking with us about this. Where can they find Tech Village Coleman?
So we're on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and search Tech Village Coleman, and you'll find us. It's facebook.com/Tech Village Coleman. Okay. We're online at techvillagecoleman.com. Okay. That's the best way to find all of our social contacts.
Fantastic. And thank you so much for coming on today. It's always a pleasure to have you here on Dawn Talk. Thank you for watching Dawn Talk today. This episode has been brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan in Coleman, Alabama. Thanks for watching. Y'all stay safe out there. We'll see you next time.